radio in the former Yugoslavia, here's our report for Friday, June the 2nd. I'm David Bell. A NATO aircraft has crashed over northern Bosnia-Herzegovina. NATO spokesman Captain Jim Mitchell reported from Naples that the aircraft was an American F-16 on reconnaissance duties. It's not yet clear whether the aircraft was shot down, and if so, by which side, nor is there any information about the fate of the crew. However, there are as yet unconfirmed reports that the plane was flying over Bosnian soil held at Banja Luka at the time of the crash. NATO planes have apparently been targeted over the past 2 days. A French Super Étendard reconnaissance aircraft reported an anti-aircraft missile flying close to it over Sarajevo yesterday. And on Wednesday, a French military observer reported seeing a rocket fired in the direction of another NATO plane near Sarajevo. A NATO spokesman told UN Radio it was not possible to confirm whether the missiles were fired from inside the heavy weapons exclusion zone around the Bosnian capital. In other breaking news today, Bosnian Serb authorities are reported to have told the International Committee of the Red Cross that the UN peacekeepers they are holding hostage will be released sometime in the next few days. News reports say the release will be unconditional as an expression of goodwill by the Bosnian Serbs. But up before Deputy Spokesman Chris Gunner says as of Friday afternoon, the UN hasn't been notified.
Well, we have not had that formally communicated to us by the Parley Serbs. We await the unconditional release of all of our personnel unharmed. That has been our demand from the beginning. That continues to be our demand. Obviously, if we are seeing that demand being complied with, we would be very pleased. But we have not yet seen either anything from the Serbs themselves or any confirmed evidence on the ground that this is the case.
Meanwhile, Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic has warned that the captive peacekeepers face slaughter if any attempt is made to rescue them. In an interview with Bosnian Serb television, Dr. Karadzic said to be a catastrophe if major powers used force to free some 300 troops the Bosnian Serbs are holding hostage or severely restricting in their freedom of movement. He's reported to have said the prisoners' location has been changed often, and political means are the only way to solve the situation. Dr. Karadzic did say that the captive peacekeepers are being well treated. And the situation of the non-Serb population in Bosnian-Serb-held Banja Luka is coming under the international spotlight. Last month, there were fatal attacks on Croats in the area, including the murder of a priest and a nun. Churches were blown up, and civilians beaten and forced to leave their homes. A statement from UN Peace Force headquarters in Zagreb says the head of civil affairs, Michel Musali, has written today to Bosnian-Serb leader Radovan Karadzic, stressing it is the Serb authorities' responsibility to protect the population. He's urged Dr. Karadzic to take immediate and effective action. And the UN Special Rapporteur for Human Rights has also issued a strong statement on the situation in Banja Luka. Tadeusz Mazowiecki has recently returned from a visit to Croatia and Bosnia. His statement says Croat and Muslim populations in the Banja Luka area feel powerless against acts of violence tolerated if not incited by the de facto authorities. Mr. Mazowiecki calls on the Bosnian Serb authorities to allow immediate access to the region for international human rights monitors. APFOR has in the past tried extensively to set up a presence in Banja Luka to monitor, among other things, human rights. But as senior spokesman Fred Eckhart pointed out to journalists at today's press briefing, it has not been successful.
When there was the signing of the cessation of hostilities agreement on the 31st of December, there was a line in or provision in that agreement that both parties would accept international monitoring of human rights. We used that platform to negotiate a visit by our civil affairs people. We wanted a permanent presence. The Serbs would only accept a visit.
Unforeseen difficulties in Banja Luka culminated with the detention of a civil affairs officer who had been posted there for only a short time. The officer has now been released and is at the UN base in Knin in Serb-held Croatia. Mr. Eckhart says there's no connection between his detention and the detention of UN military peacekeepers in Bosnia. And that's our report from UN Radio in the former Yugoslavia for Friday, June the 2nd. I'm David Ballon.